Good evening, and happy Mother's Day to all of you. I hope you've all had a beautiful day. My name is Anne DeFranco, and I have been a St. Joseph parishioner for 23 years. I have been given what I consider the greatest gift, and that is being a mom to my two kids, Allison and Tyler. They both graduated from St. Joseph's School and Libertyville High School. Allison is 22 and will be a fifth-year senior at University of Mississippi, majoring in special education. Tyler is 19 and will be a sophomore at William Penn University, majoring in secondary education. My motherhood journey and living a life with Christ at its center didn't start on a Saturday morning in November with the birth of Allison, but rather on September 28, 1970, when I was born and became my mom and dad's third child. My mom is the eldest of five and grew up in an Italian Catholic home on the south side of Chicago. At the age of 20, she married her teenage sweetheart and started a family. I have two older brothers and one younger brother. Growing up, I was always daddy's little girl, but over my adult life, I've grown closer to my mom, whom I now consider my hero, and is really the wind beneath my wings. Like many of you, my mother was my first teacher. As I grew older, my view of her as a teacher morphed into my viewing her more as my role model with the qualities that I hope to attain. She has not only been a role model from how I wanted to raise my child, but also from how she put God in the center of her life in both good times and bad times. She has taught me what being a faithful servant of God really means. From early on, I recall her countless hours of volunteering at her school, to her corralling four kids on a wintry Sunday to get to 10:45 Mass, to her and my dad sacrificing that they could send each of their four kids through 12 years of Catholic schooling, to reminding us to pray to St. Anthony when we lost something, and to thank him when that something was found, and to catching her at different hours of the day saying the rosary. Her philosophy around being a mother was simple. She taught us kids with compassion and kindness. She exuded patience and was slow to anger. She emphasized that we should not waste any of our God-given talents, but also stress to use them with humility. She taught me how to trust and love unconditionally, to reach out to God in the good times and the bad, and to trust that your faith will get you through, for God will always have your back. It may not be the outcome you want, but he will never lead you astray. Over the past couple weeks, my family has been through an ordeal, and that faith has been tested. My father took a terrible fall late in the evening on April 29th. The couple of days that followed were filled with discussions and decisions. And through it all, my mom kept going back to her faith to center her, seek guidance, and find answers. And now, as she finds herself a widow after 60 years of marriage and experiencing living the first time her own, on her own, she knows and tells us kids and her grandkids that God still has her back, and he will continue to help her and take care of her. Unwavering faith to me is one of the greatest things a mom can show a child. What I have learned from my mom is this: there's no wrong way to be a mom. You have your good days and your bad days. There are days when you have all the food groups represented and days when ice cream is dinner. Don't compare and judge. Give yourself grace and love yourself. Every child is different. Every family is different. And every day is different. But to have a fighting chance, you must keep the faith and keep God at its center. Happy Mother's Day to you all.